Thank you again, Edward. That certainly stirred up a lot of passion. When we began rehearsals in January, I remember looking at some of our music and thinking, I have no idea what this says or means. I'd never sung any of African or Hebrew or Korean or Hawaiian before. The words meant nothing, and the sounds we needed to make with our voices were odd. In short order, the spirit of each of these following pieces became evident. I didn't have to know what the words meant, but the haunting music of Arirang quickly transported me to Korea. It was fantastic. E ala e, our Hawaiian chant, became to me like a song of worship and praise, and I could feel myself on that beach greeting the rising sun. We had some challenges getting our tongues around some of the words, like kale ikai haka na and komo ana hoho nu. But it worked. It was amazing. The heartfelt cry, an inscription of hope. These are the things that music can move us to feel. It doesn't matter where you live around the world, music joins us all in what I think is a magical and, yes, even a spiritual way.